try to grab it before it goes away. Jump to the opportunity, right? Here he's talking about having patience. Because he knows when a seeker goes around and studies, a lot of stuff looks, yeah, if I get this, I got it. They say, ah, you should be patient. Luqman is patient, and now the problem will be solved. Now you will be see magically how the blind fellow could read Quran. Yes?
That the blind man was reading correctly from the Quran, he became impatient and sought from him of that matter. Oh, wonderful, he cried, thou with sightless eyes, how art thou reading, seeing the lines? Thou hast touched that which thou art reading. Thou hast laid thy hand upon the words of that. Thy finger in motion makes it evident that thou hast thine eye resting on the words.
I wish you would have read the new version that I could understand, because this loud stuff really, it's too much for my ears. But okay, what is happening here? Patience is paying off. Suddenly, midnight, wake up. You see that? The guy is reading the book like this. Look at his finger. See? Yes, he's pointing at what he's reading without seeing it, but his finger is correctly pointed. Yes?
He replied, O thou who hast been separated from the body's ignorance, dost thou feel this wonder at the work of God?
Mm-hmm.
I begged of God, crying, O thou whose help is sought, I am covetous of reading the book of As of Life. I do not know it by heart at the time of reading it. Bestow on my two eyes an untroubled light. Give me back my eyes at that moment, so that I may take the book and read it plain. From the divine presence came the cry, O man of work, O thou that hast hope of me in every grief, thou hast the good thought and the fair hope that at each moment bids thee mount higher.
Translation. What happened? This is the explanation of the blind fellow who said, first of all, you are the good guy. Are you surprised? This is simple. I asked him to give me my eyes when I want to read the Quran, not for the rest. Then what happened? You're not listening. Yeah. Read that verse again.
From the
63.
Give me back my eyes at that moment, so that I may take the book and read it plain. From the divine presence came the cry, O man of work, O thou that hast hope of me in every grief, thou hast the good thought and the fair hope that at each moment bids thee mount higher.
What was that? You forgot. You didn't even ask yourself, why did I go back to the beginning of the story before this? Another story was being brought here. What was that about?
The sheikh who lost his hand, and he was given back.
The cow story, do you remember? What was the beginning of the cow story? He said, there is this silly guy who asks whatever he wants only from him and no one else. Here, God said, oh, you that look at me and no one else. That's the key. It's as simple as this. You that in every pain Your hope is me. That simple. That long, long, long translation was too much for me. There is a very simple stuff here that God said, hey, you that is always put his hope to me in every pain. This is the same guy. The same guy that you will hear the story later. He explained only this, that there was this silly guy who asked the God only. He didn't ask anything from anyone. That you will hear later. But that part of it you heard. That guy will do silly stuff, that if you are the judge, you will condemn him. Only David, with some help from above, could understand what this man is all about. Because this is the stuff. Either you ask everyone for help, or you put all your hopes in the hand of beloved. Which one is the adjective for a lover? I did it to you. Yes.
Whensoever thou intendest to read or wantest election from copies, at that moment I will restore thy eye in order that thou mayest read, O venerable being.
Again, let's go back to understand it. Maybe tonight, I don't understand English very well, me no English, but this is a very detailed explanation of that fellow that you should have in mind. We cannot even say you should approach. But remember, there could be someone who doesn't ask anything but his attention. And that's what we're talking about. Here, God is telling him that, first of all, you are the guy that in any problem, your hope is in me. What does that mean? That means that you are thinking positive. Positiveness of your opinion, that's what Nizam means. You're approaching it with a good spirit. That's what Husnazan means. Good attention. Good attention and a very lovely hope is yours, which is calling you every single moment that go higher, improve yourself. This is what God is explaining the character for us here. So he explained the essence that first, the guy has all hopes to me. Second, that he has a very good hopeful intention, is positive, and he has a lovely hope which is pushing him to come up higher, higher. That's what it is, to improve yourself. Therefore, whenever your intention is to read, or you need to read from different books which are binded, in that moment, I will give you the eye to read the great essence of the text. See the intention? Yes, this is the holy book. But at the same time, you will say, bind dead books, not to make it just one book. And that one is not if you want to do it, if it is necessary for you to do it. So, the holy one, of course, when you want to read, I will give you the eye. For the others, if you need to read from those, I will give you the eye to see the essence, the great essence of it. Yes?
Even so he did, and whenever I opened the book to read, that all-knowing one who never becomes forgetful of his work, that honored sovereign and maker, that incomparable king at once gives my sight back to me, like a lamp that makes an end of night.
Yeah. And no explanation. Listen. And here, first of all, it's very interesting. He doesn't use the word Quran, but he will use qira'at, means reading. Then the binded book to be able to make it plural even. You say, okay, you want to read? Yes, there are holy ones. You should read. And there are others that you need to read. For all of those, I will give you an eye to see the essence. And guess what? When he promises, he will never forget. He's not forgetful. He is the king, and he is the king who is making it work. The word is Persian, old Persian. And in old Persian language, you know, the way of talking is describing something, adding adjectives to each other and explaining the stuff. When it comes to the God, you could have several names, because which adjective of God you want to talk about? You could call it creator, right? You could call it the ruler. You could call it the one who makes it work. Here is Kerdegar, means the one that is managing the work. That one knows that when you need that stuff, yes, I will give you the eye. When your intention is good to read that Holy One, I will give you the eye. Only if you're just looking here, not if you're looking around. He will give me the light, which is the best for the night. Yes?
On this account, the saint has no objection. Whatsoever he takes away, he sends compensation.
Ah! This is, who is saying this? Suddenly Rumi is in. Suddenly forgot everything. Rumi is in to tell you that. Remember, those guys, they never complain, because they know if he takes away something, that's for your goodness, and of course he will give you something else. That's why we could let go of a lot of the stuff, because we know that if these are taken, something else will be given to us. If you put aside a system of thinking, another system could develop in your brain even. Yes?
If he burn your vineyard, he will give you grapes. In the midst of mourning, he give you festivity.
No, that the he is not there in Persian. If you burn your vineyard, is something. If your vineyard will be burned, is something else, right? And in here, in Persian, expression is not what you're doing. You say, you know what? It's the continuum of the last one. You say, this is why the Vali, the big guy, doesn't protest, because whatever he will take, he will give you something else. If your vineyard will burn, he will give you the grape when you are sitting down and crying for your garden. The guy who doesn't have the hand, you see, doesn't say that he will take the hand. The guy who doesn't have the hand, and he is the center of some heart drunkenness or something, he will give him something like that. All of this because nothing is certainly explained to us. Right? When something is not explained to you, what do you say? You see? I'm not convinced. I'll not surrender. Here we say, we'll never say, I will not surrender, we'll never complain. This is why. Because whatever is lost will be replaced with something better.